I can sense you in the darkness. You're so far away, but not out of reach anymore. My voice has called out to you across the barrier. I know it's cold down there, and the current is so strong. It wants to pull you back. You think it's the cold clutches of that river, but it's not. It's something far more powerful. But you're so close now. You can make it out of that dark zone. I know you. You're a fighter. Fight your way to the light and to the sound of my voice. That's it. Keep going. I can feel your soul approach. You're getting closer to the light and to the warmth. I wish I could help you more, but I've already done all I can. Yes. Almost there. Don't give in to the cold and the darkness. Not now. Just a little bit more, please. And then you can rest. Wait. Can you feel my hand in yours? I've been holding it all this time. You can feel my small hand in yours now, can't you? That's how close you are. You made it! Your hand is squeezing mine, I can feel it! Now open your eyes. Shh, it's okay, it's okay. I know you're confused. You were expecting to be crawling out of that river. Instead, you wake up in this strange little room tucked into a little bed. The river is the last thing you remember, isn't it? You jumped in when you saw that minivan crash through the ice. Yes, yes, they're all okay. You got them all out and onto the shore. You even squeezed them into your little car to keep warm while help arrived. Everyone lived. Well, except for you, of course. It wasn't really fair. You have the biggest heart of anyone I know. It's not right that it gave out on you. You kept jumping back into the river and pulling that family out of their sinking car. They think it was because of the cold and how you pushed yourself so hard. They were just waiting for the autopsy to be sure. Well, I guess they'll just have to cancel that now, won't they? This? This might be my bedroom. I may have broken into the hospital morgue, wheeled your body out of there, and brought you home. There was too much death there. Too many people. I had to bring you somewhere more positive and private. All of my books and candles and other supplies are here anyway, so it was the logical place to resurrect you. Oh, sorry, this hasn't been a very good 24 hours for you, has it? You were on your way back from picking up your tuxedo for the prom, but I saw your phone. As you were in the parking lot, you got the text from her saying that she wanted to break up. She dumped you on the night before prom. Then your day turns even worse when that minivan slid off the icy road in front of you and crashed into the river. You saved them all. Which is actually pretty good luck. Other than you dying, of course. I just couldn't let you stay dead. Not after all the kindness you've shown me through my life. Well, not just me, though. You showed consideration to everyone. Even when we were kids, you were saving children like me from bullies. Everyone wanted to pick on me because I was poor and weird and smart. But you stood up for kids like me all the time at school. Or you'd give other students lunch money when they didn't have it. Sometimes you'd even go without because you knew they'd already missed meals. The world desperately needs people like you. So that's why I had to make you a zombie. But not really a zombie, okay? Not the eating your brains type. I don't know if you knew it or not, but I work at... Yes, yes, I work at the library at the university. I can't believe you knew that. That's why I'm kind of dressed up as the stereotypical librarian, although I've always dressed kind of nerdy. This job gives my family extra money, and I can get a scholarship out of it. It also lets me have access to all kinds of books that they don't put in general circulation. I was cataloging some really old books that people had bequeathed to the library, and I found some very interesting ones. Books about forbidden knowledge, or just information that has been lost over time. Oh, and so many spells. There are dozens of them to raise the dead, but so few do it right. That's why zombies get such a bad rap. The people casting the spells didn't bring them back properly. They were missing a true life force of their own. But not you. You have a life force now. Well, half of one. Half of mine. No, it's okay. I knew you would be upset, even though you barely knew me. Sure, you recognized me from when you rose from the dead. You also remembered where I work when I'm not at school. But you've devoted your life to helping people like me. You even gave your life to save that family. If I can give half of mine to bring you back from the dead, I'd call that a great deal. Now, neither of us is likely to grow really old, but I'm young, so even half of my remaining years is a pretty good deal for you. It's better than the alternative. Also, I think the way it works is that if one of us dies, the other does, too. We're kind of linked together through a shared life force. I promise to take good care of myself, though, so you should still have decades ahead of you, unless, of course, you go around risking your life to save others, but that's kind of your thing, I guess. I won't mind if that's how we die. Oh, I have a surprise for you! Well, other than the surprise of bringing you back from the dead. Your tuxedo was stored with your phone and the rest of your belongings. You could still go to the prom tonight. It was too late to cancel it. They're kind of turning it into a memorial for you. A memorial with dancing, music, and punch. Your girlfriend will be there too. She never told anyone she broke up with you. The only people that know the truth are her and you and me. She's really been playing up the part of the tragic girlfriend all day. She even spent a lot of money on a black dress with a veil and everything. If you show up at the prom, then I'm sure she'll want to get back together with you. She definitely won't admit to breaking up with you right before you saved those people and became a hero. That's what you want, isn't it? I could always see how much you loved her, even if she didn't seem to love you back as much. She didn't really have the patience for helping others, especially if it came at the cost of paying attention to her. Now you could go back to her and have the prom you wanted. Or, if you're done with her, you could show up at the prom and tell everyone how she broke up with you. Can't you just imagine everyone's face as you show up at your own memorial? Or her face as she realizes you're still alive? Or, and stop me if this is a silly idea, you could go to the prom with a girl that really does care for you. One who has always loved and worshipped you. A girl that felt strongly enough about you to give you half of her life force. We're joined at the soul now. I know you can sense what I feel for you because I can feel how your love died for your girlfriend with the selfish and cruel words she sent you. Perhaps you can feel how my emotions run wild as I sense how you're starting to feel about me. I guess I wasn't quite as invisible as I thought. At least not to you. Maybe if it wouldn't have been for her, there would have been an us instead. There still can be. I gave you a second chance. You don't have to spend it with me, but you could. I won't hold it against you if you don't. But you know how much I hope for any chance between us. I want to go to prom with you. I want to be your girlfriend, even your wife. I can't afford a new prom dress, but my mother kept hers from when she was my age. It fit me with only a few alterations. You become an expert at sewing when you can't afford new clothes. I was going to go to the prom before you died, if only so I could see you there. Now we could walk into the prom together. People would wonder how you're alive and probably wonder just as much what I was doing with you. You'd almost certainly be named prom king. I guess I might even be queen. that I wouldn't need a crown to feel like royalty. Just being with you would do that. I can tell you kind of like that idea. Here, let me pull the covers off of you so you can get dressed. Oh, did I mention that you were naked when I stole your corpse? I was going to put clothes on you, but dressing a dead body isn't easy. Except you're not dead now, and that is definitely not rigor mortis. You're more or less fully alive now. Even your heart is healed. So there's no reason for your penis to be like that. Unless it's because of me. You know, we don't have to go to prom right away. It hasn't even started yet, and no one shows up early anyway. You might have a lot of questions about being a zombie, or about how I raised you from the dead, or maybe you just like to talk to me and get to know your new soulmate some more. Or, if you just happen to want to take my virginity, I'd be totally fine with that. I've shared my soul with you, and I already wanted to share my body with you for years. Let me undo the buttons on this blouse. I was working at the library this morning. I had to in order to sneak out the books I wanted. I hope you're into nerdy girls dressed as librarians. Or even better, that you're into nerdy librarian girls getting undressed. I know your girlfriend had fancier bras and bigger breasts. I saw both in the locker room so many times. I was jealous of her because of her money and her clothes and her body. But most of all because she had you. Now that I'm with you, those other things don't bother me at all. I can unzip this skirt and slowly pull it down. My legs aren't as long as your ex's. My panties aren't as nice. But I'd never do the mean things to you that she did. And I'd do all kinds of nice things that she didn't. She kept you at arm's length all the time you were dating, didn't she? You've never been with a woman, just like I've never been with a man. Well, I can fix that. And far more easily than I fixed your being dead. I just need to take off my bra and panties. I never thought I could undress this easily in front of a man. Even you. But our souls are joined now. My nervousness is chased away by the pleasure I can tell you're getting from seeing my body. My naked breasts are giving you far more pleasure than they ever gave me. My pussy is a different matter. I've given myself a lot of pleasure with that. Although, just to be honest, it was always thinking about you. Speaking of pussies, even if you don't want to eat my brain, there is another part you may want in your mouth. I've already given you my heart and half of my life force. Wouldn't you like a taste of my pussy as well? I can see how that idea pleases you. More than that, you want to do it because I want you to do it. So, you just keep lying in my bed, and I will get on top of your face. Oh, do you like how it looks? I shaved it every day, once I saw that she shaved hers. I guess I was hoping for a moment like this. Not for you to die, but just for us to be together. And maybe for me to slowly press my pussy down against your mouth, just like this. Oh, your tongue is so warm and alive. Oh, you're definitely not the corpse I took home on the bus. You'd think they would have asked about me dragging around a naked dead boy. Oh, but as long as I paid your fare, they were okay. But I'm doing more than okay. Your mouth is so wonderful, licking and teasing my wet, eager pussy. And I just love the way your strong, caring hands hold onto my hips. Pulling me down, even as your even as your tongue works its way into me through our link. You can tell how much I love this, how to make it even better. Oh, we're both learning how much I love the way your lips caress my womanhood, or the tip of your tongue circles my clitoris. Oh, but you also know that. Even as good as this feels, I want more. I want you inside of me. I want you to make love to me. Here. It's a small bed, but if I get under you, there's plenty of room for us both. The mattress is older than I am, but I don't care about it under my back. Not as long as you're on top of me. You were hoping to have sex on prom night, weren't you? You thought tonight was the night your ex would let you go all the way. It's not like she hasn't had lovers before. If the rumors and talk in the locker room were true, she wasn't faithful to you either. But I will be, because you will definitely get to have sex on prom night now, or any night you want. Now put it in. We're already joined spiritually. If you keep pushing your cock against me like that, we'll be joined physically as well. That will just make that other bond even stronger and make me very, very happy. It's going in. My boundary is far more easily crossed than that to the afterlife. But I think we'll both find our own heaven with each other. Now just a little bit more. Oh, it feels good to have you inside me. Even though I just gave you half of my life force, I feel so complete right now. And more alive than I ever have before. But I also felt your pleasure as you entered me, and that made me even happier. Now more, please. You'll know if it's too fast or too hard. I don't think you're capable of being cruel or selfish, though, especially in lovemaking. That's not the person I fell in love with over and over and over again since I was a little girl. I would have slept with you anytime you wanted. Just out of gratitude for all you've done for me and for others. I would have offered long ago had I known you had some interest in me. But now I know you did. And you do. And it's everything I could ever have hoped for. You have so many dreams when you grow up poor and lonely. Oh, but you are always my favorite dream. Except it's no longer a dream. You love me. You love me, and I can feel it just as you can feel my love for you. All it took for us to be together was your death, but now we can spend the rest of our lives together. You can come in me if you want. I think it's safe. Even if it isn't, I'm more than okay with the risk. I want to have all of your babies, and I want to raise them with you. I know you would be a wonderful father because you have so much love to give. But right now, you're giving that love to me. I can feel you're so close to coming, and I can tell that you know I am too. You're waiting for me. Like a gentleman. But don't wait any longer. I think I'm gonna come so hard that maybe our lives will end right here and now. But I'll happily go into the afterlife if you're beside me. Oh, please, 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 I need you to come in me. Oh, yes. You half my life, but you gave me that orgasm. Oh, I honestly think I got the better part of the deal. But more than the orgasm, I got you. So, do you want to go to our prom? I can tell you want to see the look on everyone's face when you walk in there. And I want to see everyone's face when they see we're together. The weird little poor girl and her zombie boyfriend. But you're not a real zombie. And I no longer feel weird or poor or like a little girl. We'll just be boyfriend and girlfriend. Going to prom together. After the prom, we can come back here and do all kinds of other things together. After the night I have planned for you, coming back from the dead will seem boring in comparison.